Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
Welcome back to the Tokyo Black News and Review, episode 162. And guess what, guys? Happy Thanksgiving and happy Friendsgiving, whatever the fuck that means, in 2021. And welcome to the meta. What is it called again?
Metaverse.
The metaverse. I was almost on the tip of my tongue. And welcome to the metaverse. You know. If you want to believe it, we actually have Dusty. He graced us with his presence.
Good evening.
And we're on the show doing numbers. And he said, you know what? Let me go help the poor people today. Hello, fellas.
I slide in like Alfred Hitchcock from the right of the screen.
Does anybody got any auspicious birds around here I can have on my cigar? Gotta love it. Well, guys, I want to say I'm thankful for you guys showing up to work. I'm thankful for everybody who still listen to the show. And I'm very thankful nobody waterboarded me with their pee during the Thanksgiving holiday.
That's kind of specific, but yeah.
I'm also grateful for that.
I am too.
Somebody waterboarding you with pee? I'm talking about that old artist girl. We got to bring up that pee every week.
Oh,
she waterboarded that dude with her pee. He gave up all his secrets.
Them nigga would have put a bounty napkin over that nigga face. Boy, he would have told it all.
Yeah, I think she put a tour shirt in his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, what size are you? He stuffed to her shirt in his mouth.
I'm a 6X large. Do we have those sizes? No. Just give him 2X larges. Tell him make it work.
Give him 2 t-shirts. There you go, bro.
So all of these stories going to probably be holiday themed. And let's get on down to the great holiday. About 4 or 5 days ago, I missed this. Allegedly on Twitter, I'm telling you what, boy, y'all white folks insane. Real life Squid Game with 456 people goes live. It was a pitiful lie. They did show a lot of people. Y'all motherfuckers signed up for anything.
So what was it? It was $1,000 per person.
I didn't see it, man. My phone was broke.
Oh, they said $456,000 was the ultimate prize.
Nigga, so. Did you just tell me? I mean, I was strolling through my phone trying to say how many white people died in the Tokyo Black Hour pool at this fake Squid Game. But you told me a nigga paid $1,000 to a nigga to host the death party?
Well, you know, y'all know how the real Squid Game worked.
So yeah,
this was the same thing. Each player was worth $1,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So every time one of them falls through a hole, $1,000 gets added to the pig in the sky. You see what I'm saying? And then the winner gets $456,000.
Yeah. So they didn't actually kill nobody.
I didn't watch the video, but.
Look, it ain't got no real hard hitting pipe niggas in there, and none of those meth heads. I'm going to crack some skulls, baby.
Like I said, they took the wrong values from that show.
Yeah.
Squid Game. We learned the wrong lesson.
Yeah, starting your own Squid Game was not the moral of that story. Yeah.
Please, people, always remember, only in America, Jack, that a nigga can't goddamn reproduce a game. And charge people at minimum value.
I'm pretty sure that was about class warfare, but whatever, y'all.
Yeah. One real life person did die from Squid Games, though.
We got to talk about that a little bit later. Well, happy holidays, and let's get on now to those people who missed the holidays this year.
Death stalks you at every turn.
Grandpa?
Well, it does. There it is. Death.
And I don't appreciate how selfish Death is when he take people during the holidays. Nigga, wait 2 days after.
I know. James Brown died on Christmas Day, right? What the?
Yeah, be sensible. Well, James Brown didn't die on Christmas Day. He died 4 years later after that person kept doing his hair and riding him around the city. You don't actually die to put you in the ground.
You
got
to have time to divvy the money up.
Man, hey, man, y'all got to pay attention. Black people take forever to resume. White people, you better hurry up and put the makeup on them niggas in 2 days. They got to get flushed down on the toilet. A black motherfucker, he can stay alive dead for 6 months. That nigga ain't decayed yet. Think about how long James Brown was before they buried that nigga. Bro, he was outside that coffin for 3 months.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Did y'all forget?
I remember vividly.
Every day.
Every single person that ever met him was fighting for his money.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's get on down to the people who are not fighting for their money. This is from Soap and Dip. I didn't know the soap opera had his own goddamn website. But soap star Lisa Brown, she died at 67. Brandon?
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
Did she die at a general hospital?
She was on Guiding Lights and a whole bunch of other stuff all the way from the 1980, actually.
So she saw a guiding light and then went to it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That motherfucker probably said, "Don't take my light."
Walker, walker, walker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to RIP to a character that we all know from this Sandlot and Field of Dreams, Art LaFlay. I guess that's how you say his name.
Close enough.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
Man, I wouldn't know this nigga in a police lineup. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I actually did recognize this guy, but yeah, it's just
funny. I recognize his face, like Brandon said.
Yeah, I recognize his face. If he'd been like, "Hey, you know Art LaFlay?" I'd have been on.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
Is that Bobby Flay, son?
It ain't his name is Art LaFlay. It ain't LaFlay. It's some way you say this man name. I couldn't recognize the man in an obituary with full of white people. Which one is Art? They all are Art.
First off, when I read this shit, they said the famous star actor of the Sandlot. I said, he done cash that check. That movie is not important.
Wait, what?
People do love it.
I love The Sandlot, but that nigga didn't do nothing else.
Man, The Sandlot is a terrible movie. You niggas keep going back to that nostalgia. Look at it. It don't make a lick of sense. It was every other movie in the 80s.
The Sandlot's moving a classic.
On,
I'm not in The Sandlot. I've never propped it up.
The Sandlot.
Not me, but
The Sandlot's a classic. All y'all are fucking.
Man, that shit a classic. Yeah, like Get Off the Bus and all that other old hoopla with your nigga. Little Rascals is a classic.
Right.
Wait, what? The movie Little Rascals?
Well, no, nigga, Little Rascal with Ed O'Neill. Or was it? Who was the one he hosting the football team?
Little Giants.
Little Giants.
Oh, yeah.
My brother had to show me up. Moving on to Lou Cattell. He was signed. He was on Seinfeld and, Yeah, brother. He was the ass man on the episode of Seinfeld. He died in 91. He had a 50-year career in film and movie and television. Brandon?
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
I do remember the Ass Man episode, though. That was Fungili Jerry, I think.
Fusili Jerry.
That's it.
Because he's silly.
Great episode. Do I remember the Ass Man from 1996? Nah, my nigga.
Probably not
at all.
Man. If he was in a proctologist, he was a proctologist. And he had a license plate.
Well, no, they said Kramer has license plate. Remember?
Was that what it was?
Yeah,
the ass man.
Yes, and then he goes after Art that's on the fucking Noodle Jerry and sees his boat. It's called like the Ass Man 2 or something like that. And then he's like, "Did you lose a license plate recently?" He's like, "Yes, I did." You know, just go watch the episode. It's hilarious.
Oh, very hilarious. I couldn't pull that white man out of a line of doctors. Which one is the ass man? They all look like the ass man to me.
Hell no.
I have no clue what y'all folks are talking about.
Well, you remember the Ass Man episode of Seinfeld, and everybody was riding around behind our boy. Hey, look at the Ass Man. Hey, yo, what's going on?
Hey, Ass Man.
Hey, yo. Moving on to somebody who none of these people know. Malcolm X's daughter, Michaela Shabazz, found dead in Brooklyn at 56. But guess what? The police say they don't sense any foul play. I said, damn, nigga, when did you do the investigation?
Yeah. You know what?
Yesterday.
They didn't find anything foul in his murder scene either, conveniently.
Isn't it crazy?
With Dustin.
I don't know if y'all saw that movie or not, but
I saw it. I loved it.
Yeah, they did a documentary recently that I want to say it was directed by Spike Lee, but it turns out the police did a lot that day. They did the most.
Bruh, I hate to sidebar a little bit. Them niggas, the New York undercover had, what that motherfucker said, 37 undercover people. The FBI had almost, 300 undercovers in there before he got killed that night. How insane is that?
And Malcolm X's personal bodyguard was
not. This nigga was on the picture holding him, trying to revive him.
Yeah, so.
And tell him, Doug.
So then all the police got diverted to the other side of the city out of nowhere. And next thing you know.
It's a fight. It's a fight party across town. Go check that shit out.
They fighting chickens over there. What about Malcolm? What about the chicken?
Allegedly,
supposedly. But RIP to all those people. We're going to miss you. Sorry you was gone before the holidays. But guess what? Brandon going to send you on up there and riding in style. Timbo, pull up the limousine. Y'all want to see me jump over this gorge?
Nah, man.
Not over my dead body. Watch this.
Nigga, did you say jump over a gorge? Let me out right here, Cracker.
He said gorge.
Yeah, let me out right here, Cracker, before you do too much. I don't want to die twice.
Racist Joe, no Art LaFay. We grew up in it. We went to the same elementary school.
Nigga, ain't you 1,000?
A little bit. So as I put my smoking jacket on for that turkey, all of these stories are going to be from November the 23rd all the way to November the 28th, 2021. And guess what, people? The only place in America where you can jump over a gorge with dead bodies in them.
Living in America.
Right here.
Right here, baby. Can't get no better than this. So let's get on down to Dr. Fauci, a.k.a. Dr. Grouch. You know we got to ask this nigga a question every week, and it's always the same answer.
What old shoe mask, three mask if you're nasty. No schnapps. No questions. No more.
You realize Dr. Fauci been ducking the TV like goddamn Al Bundy, his full touchdown. Every time somebody get in Dr. Fauci's face, he be goddamn stiff on me. No question. Get me on Twitter or get my comments from ABC News. Do you remember when you saw him all the time? How much do you see him really now on TV?
Only when there's a big old variant.
Oh, a big, that's always the new variant. And they come out here, bro, I'm telling you, if I ever get the time to get my shit together, I'm going to do a video mix up. Bro, that nigga says the same thing Jamal said a long time ago. I don't know. Maybe. It's just thick. Stay over there.
Yeah. So allegedly now we're going to sprinkle a little bit Dr. Grouchy around. Israel has banned any foreigner from all countries over the new variant called what?
Dusty, I like to see. I want to hear Dusty say it.
Unicron.
Omicron, which if you remember, fought Superman in issues 354 through 357.
This nigga a transformer god.
It's the Omicron variant.
A Star Lord god. Who is, bro? I'm so sick of these white folk. Them niggas don't care about y'all niggas getting sick. Them niggas finding cooler names for cooler diseases. What you got there, Omicron?
Man, you know.
I'm going to be a transformer next week, nigga. That's Unicron. Whatever.
I'm gonna help you out. You wanna name a deadly disease, something, name that shit Death One. Death Two. Death 400. How bad is it? Death 46, nigga.
Oh, nigga, that shit. Yeah. See?
Don't name it Megatron so kids are like wearing his shirt.
Yeah, I can't wait for the young hip get into it. I got that Omicron.
Go. They're like punching fists.
Bitch ass nigga.
You know what they'd say.
Guess what, bitch? Coronavirus.
That's my jam
too. I just want to tell Doc, you know, now we got Omicron. I have you said two.
Actually, it does sound like Transformer the way you say it.
Omicron, however you want to say it. Fuck it. It is a transformer in branding language. It would Brandon say it's morphing time. Came back for the holiday.
It's already a triple changer.
Yeah. And you know, let's not forget, sorry about that. Dr. Fauci did say on Monday of last week, everybody, if you're vaccinated, you should be fine to eat around your family. With no mask on. Yeah.
That nigga was moonwalking that statement all this week.
Yeah, fucking, and then he was like, you know, as far as this Omicron shit goes, you know, we're going to have to be prepared to do whatever it takes, you know, even if that means shutting down again. And I'm like, bruh.
Thank you, Brandon.
Ain't nobody shutting down again. You know what I'm saying? It is a wrap for shutting down, dude. It's over. Ain't nobody shutting down again. Maybe those fucking freak shows out in California, but... You know, good fucking luck, Jack.
For better or for worse, I was out in Atlanta today, and they had done shut down on. No, ain't nobody had a mask on anywhere. They're nowhere near shut down. Nowhere near quarantine.
Why are we still doing mask shame in 2021? Like, nigga, you know it's still out here.
I mean, I definitely didn't shame anybody there. And I ain't shaming anybody now. I'm just here to let y'all know that the general public ain't wearing masks no more. So,
bro, do you know that the other day I was like, I need to buy me a new mask. Couldn't find one to save my ass. Nigga, I went to several grocery stores. I was like, y'all ain't got no more masks in here? For what? I said, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That nigga told me, for what?
Stay away from my turkey and my ham with your coughing ass.
I hurry up, had my mask over my face. That nigga said, for what? I'm like, then he like you own the stove. Nigga, just say you ain't got no more, bitch ass nigga. You want to get me sick.
Bro, we went to a party, bro. These motherfuckers looked at me like I was Black Satan. I'm like, goddamn, nigga, all I do is got a mask on. Why you got to give me those dirty looks?
Oh, did they?
Oh, man, I looked at them nigga like this, and I backed up slowly. Yeah, man, you doing all right.
Hell nah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, stop being a pussy. Take that mask off. Get down like the rest of us.
Hell nah.
This is Japan. If this is Japan, you can wear that mask all day.
Nigga, this was old school Japan. I would have to slice you down with a sword for being disrespectful. Nigga, where's your mask? COVID's over. Well, we fight to the door. I didn't bring my weapon. It's all good, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Man, Destin Jamar, I kid you not. I was going to this liquor store and I seen this white dude. I was like, this, look at this nigga. First off, he got them boat shoes without no socks on.
Oh, God.
He got that plaid long sleeve t-shirt on with that stomach. Hey, that nigga been coughing his whole walk into that restaurant. Elijah! Huh. I looked at this nigga from a long distance and said, you going in there, huh? Maskless nigga, you been coughing from me since you left the car.
Mm-hmm. Dude, motherfuckers, I've been having this cough all my life. Well, nigga, I don't know that.
I'm only known you for 6 seconds, my man.
Welcome back to somebody who don't like to see people live more than 3 minutes. Hillary Clinton is back in the news. She said Americans are gullible and say they don't appreciate Joe Biden's accomplishments. And as I look, I looked at that TV and I like this. Tell me more of his accomplishments.
Yeah, what? I read this and I was just like, yeah, really? Yeah, like it's us, the common folk, who can't wrap our feeble minds around the Herculean tasks that Joe Biden has achieved. You know, and we're what
the 12 feasts of Biden.
We're just ungrateful fucking swine. That's why you lost the election, bitch. Mm. Yeah, that is why you lost the election. You cannot connect with the common folk. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, well, I don't know, tell man. Me this is tough.
Yeah. Like, what did he do? Blow $460 trillion?
You're talking about he just passed the infrastructure bill?
Yes.
But the thing about the infrastructure bill is it's not very topical. It's not very right now. It's actually kind of a little long-term deal. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I don't know. But like I said, man, I mean, yes, do the roads and bridges need fixed? Yes, they do. I ain't got no problem with that as long as that's what the fuck happens to that money. But you know it ain't.
Right now, yeah. Though? Right now? I don't know.
I looked at Joe Biden numbers again. The motherfuckers at 36. I said, damn, boy, get low.
Yeah, get low.
Yeah. Who knows? He heard that fucking Omicron was on the way and said,
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Oh, nigga, what? Nigga, let me finish. Moving on to the next Joe Biden story. We've all seen Inglourious Bastards, I'm sure of it, right?
Yes.
There once was a man from Nantucket. So this nigga Joe Biden, excuse my language, this man Joe Biden, he was spotted in Nantucket shopping indoor with his mask over his chin, even though the sign on the door said mask only policy. And bro, it was like 1,000 people in there, and I was like, what are we doing?
They don't even believe in that shit. You know what I'm saying? Every time they're supposed to be indoors with a mask, they are not. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Nice. Pop-tarts ready.
So, yeah, they don't even believe in that shit. They're not taking it seriously. They want you to do it, but they could give a fuck. Yeah. So.
And Joe Biden's 7,002. Like, nigga, you may need a mask. Or did you get the ultimate shot?
You know? Yeah, he's got the cure. He got some goofy ass fucking preventative. He got the cure. He's fine.
Yeah. He got sprayed down by that alien ray gun. Right. Ooh. He got that tingly inside.
He got that lizard man DNA. He's fine.
Yeah. There's nothing 6 feet of chain won't cure.
Rusty. Rusty chain.
No black fellas keeping you up over there.
Hey, Brandon.
6 foot of rusty chain to fix that noise.
I can't even bring that story up about falling apart.
Please play Living in America.
Living in America.
6 foot rusty chain does the job. There once was a man in Nantucket, and he didn't wear a mask, and he was the president of the United States of America. And moving on down to Biden once again. This is how you know when a man may have dementia or he may be slipping. I give it to you. Even Ronald Reagan didn't fuck up like this, even though we know his mind went in the right place his last couple of years.
That's correct.
The motherfucker, you know, Ronald Reagan talked, but he looked up at the clouds and the stars. So it made you feel important. He probably reading the teleprompter 20 miles from the sky with his lizard eyes. But moving on. So Biden appears to read, end of quote, from the teleprompter when he was doing the
what, State of the Union or the Thanksgiving or the turkey pardon, was it?
Yeah, the turkey pardon. I don't understand why we keep pardoning turkey. You know, that one turkey, like, damn, my nigga, you know, you slaughtered my whole family of 78, but you get pardoned. Don't mind if I do.
How are these niggas pardon turkeys and got innocent niggas in jail?
I never thought about that, but you just blew my mind.
These niggas are giving turkeys pardons, but y'all out here killing innocent niggas in jail.
So when the turkey died, do we still cook it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he had a pardon to be at the, hey, look, pardon me at the dinner table, nigga. He's been pardoned. Give me that pardon turkey.
Yeah. But yeah, this motherfucker's a real life Ron Burgundy. I never thought I'd live to see the day. Dude, this guy. This is your guy. Yeah.
You neither do gaffes.
Yeah. But every day, the whole Negro thing was already big, but now we're going to have a man read a teleprompter, and then he's going to say, end quote. And niggas looking at him like this.
Yeah.
Man, this nigga here is just top of the line.
What if he was like, I can't wait for biscuits, ampersand gravy, you know?
Hey, what the hell is ampersand?
That's the and symbol.
Nigga, what? Ain't no such thing. It's an and sign.
Semicolon.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. Those were the two best candidates. Yeah. This motherfucker who can't remember his own name and then, a racist.
Don't perpetuate oldism.
Let's get on down to oldism. If you was at the Capitol riot, my nigga Trump can never protect you. This is from thehill.com. Allegedly, ex-President Trump is given the 9th-degree black belt in Taekwondo. It was my honor to receive an honorary Dan certificate, and I think Taekwondo is magnificent martial art. Self-defense, this nigga, he just saying words. He don't know what Taekwondo is. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
Man, I can't wait to use my feet doing my ninjutsu moves.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, an honorary black belt is useless, right? I mean,
nigga, is an honorary degree useless?
I mean, it might get your foot in the door. The only thing an honorary black belt's going to get you is your foot broken.
Motherfucker Trump is like, what, 95,000? He can't even pick a glass of water. Can you put that around my waist?
Yeah, I was about to say, look at him. He's a fucking specimen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. He didn't even know what Taekwondo was. He told he wanted to see the Taekwondo team do a demonstration.
Bro, let me tell y'all niggas something. I don't understand it. I know I always say the word crackers and niggas, but crackers, get it together. Why y'all throwing out honorary black belts for this nigga? Who gonna touch him? Ain't no nigga gonna get close to him for him to ever use some Taekwondo on anybody.
Finna ruin your business.
Oh, yeah. Taekwondo your business, nigga.
You know, at the end of the day, I'd rather have a bunch of hippies and probably Democrats in my Taekwondo class than a bunch of hillbilly looking like Tiger King.
Man.
I'm ready to get ahead and kick some ass.
You nigga think it Cobra Kai? They don't lost their mind. This ain't no love story, nigga. No. Niggas getting beat up.
Can you imagine if you had a dojo with 25 niggas that looked like Tiger King?
What? You'd have the most badass looking dojo ever.
Dojo meth. You call them the Tigers.
Yeah.
And they your gorilla force. Nah, drinking Natty Light and kicking ass in the morning.
That'd be like the whole Freezer crew. You don't want to fuck with them. Take your time, bub.
Moving on to somebody who need to take their time. I ain't gonna lie to you, boy. Trump actually whooping a man in Taekwondo is more important than me seeing Madonna slamming Instagram for removing her body photo, which you can see her nipples in. I think it was an older photo. And they removed and said it goes against their principles and yada, yada, yada. And they policies.
I see so much porn on IG. And them motherfuckers take down some nipples.
Mm. Well, I mean, they took down fucking Mumra nipples. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. I mean, she looks like Mumra. The ancient spirits of evil need to transform that DK and form back into something somebody want to see. Yeah.
That was catchy. I like, they took out Mumra nipples. I know they was excessive, but goddamn, nigga, it's Mumra.
I was about to ask Dustin, is this shit true? You let them niggas take nipples off Mumra? Nope. I forgot that nigga had nipples through his shirt.
He did, though. Yeah. He did. Only when he was in his, ultimate form, but.
Yeah, no, the fucking ancient spirits of evil. Man, look, I agree with, like, not, you know, discriminating against people because they're old. But, man, there's some things that common decency should just not have you doing when you're old. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, bro.
Bruh. Uh-huh. Nobody wants to see the ravages of time, you know? You want to see shit. You know, do you go and pick fucking apples when they're fucking already past their fucking go-by date? No. You want ripe apples. You don't want fucking mushy, fucked up, wrinkly-ass apples. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
And hell, you know, love you, Madonna. I always appreciate you, but you out here looking like Clayface. I don't need to see no nipples. I don't need to see no butt. I don't need to see you slide on top of a man desk and leave your old juices everywhere. It's a young man game, woman game.
Yeah.
That's who I want to see. That ain't sexism or ageism. I don't go to X-Hamster for old lady porn. Only when I'm in the mood. and time hasn't defeated that lady in the picture I'm looking at most of the time. Yeah. But you Madonna. Well, like, we don't need to see you naked no more. We've seen enough. Yeah. Put it up.
Right.
Be classy.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't mind a good cougar every now and again, but like.
What about Freddy Cougar?
Right. I mean, once you're a grandma, you know, I don't mind hot mommies, but once you're a grandma, I don't. Dude, it's time to, you know, I mean, I ain't saying you got to be fucking dressed like a schoolmarm or nothing, but definitely put your nipple up. That's all I'm saying.
And I used to love Madonna. I ain't going to lie to you. I used to love Madonna. But after a certain point in time, you gotta put it up, man.
I don't know.
Ain't no nigga out there saying, "Woo, I can't wait to ride that Madonna surfboard."
Well, apparently there is some fucking, what is he, 22 or something?
He riding this surfboard of money. You know, when you 22, a motherfucker give you a cell phone to change your life.
I mean, I guess, but man, bro.
I don't know, man. I just want Madonna to, you know, put it up. You look more classy. Be like Glenn Close. If Glenn Close was taking her clothes off everywhere, we would have riots in the streets. We're going to put a stop to this shit right now.
Yeah, like I said, it just makes you look desperate to me.
And Glenn Close is a hot lady because they say the mean girls got all the mean women always got their fire.
Interesting.
Put that out there.
Okay.
And you know, and I like how they said the like a virgin performer. Let me break something down to you. You never put that in an article ever again. Madonna ain't been a virgin since Christ.
Nigga, you said Glenn Close hot?
Nah.
If you squint your eyes and drink by doing Natty Light. Then Close start looking like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Nigga, you gonna need more than two Natty Lights. I'm gonna send you a picture of this. She's a great actress now.
She does have the face of a young aging Pinocchio, but moving on.
Motherfucker to... like a mighty fine Robin Williams. Pay attention. I'm gonna send you a picture real quick. Look at this shit real quick.
Definitely one of that. Let's get on down to Ain't He Good, Won't He Will. Sometime God give it and sometime he taketh away. But we really appreciate him during the holidays. What you looking forward to, Brandon? The taketh or the giveth?
I'm always looking forward to the taketh, personally. Yeah.
This will be the Black Friday sale, stampedes, and
dude, I'm gonna tell you what the worst. Like while trampling was a scourge to man and brought out the worst in us. Now that online shopping's come around and you don't see it anymore, I really miss it. I wish people would go back to fucking breaking hips and shit for a Tickle Me Elmo and, you know, like grandma's getting uppercutted for a MyPillow and shit. Like, you know, I miss the days of just seeing depraved human beings like fucking up their own fellow man for $5 off Mint Milano cookies or whatever.
You heard it here first, folks.
I didn't realize something. I always knew we were savages. You know what I mean? Because humanity, we're nothing but upgrading animals who can talk, right? But when you go back and look at those old videos, bro, humanity is lost. When I seen a nigga dropkick another nigga on TV, bro, and you like, it's a TV. They been selling TVs year round. You really ain't getting no deal on this Sonyay.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Go back and watch some of that old footage. That shit was off the chain.
Like, what nigga with pepper spraying people, knuckle bashing heads in? That tickle me Elmo, bruh. It's some niggas. Understand this. I was sorry to cut you out, Brandon. This is one of the things I wanted to bring up. Jermaine brought it up to me. We don't even fight about chicken sandwiches anymore. There are niggas in jail because of a Popeye chicken sandwich. And humanity has moved on. You killed a man for a Popeye chicken. You drop kicked a nigga for a Sonya TV. You stabbed a woman for a Tickle Me Elmo. And we don't even fuck with that nigga no more. I always remember, people, tighten up. Life move on.
Right. Dude, like I said, man, I mean, you would be thankful that one day and then out there knife fighting in a parking lot, the very, like, not even 24 hours later, like 8 hours later, there you are in a parking lot fucking dusting knuckles with fucking somebody's auntie because you're trying to get
they're him. Shaking the bacon a nigga head for a goddamn Ghostbuster pack. Right. Just to make your kid, nigga, you lost two teeth to right. make your kid smile.
You got a fucking metal hip because of some Beanie Babies. Yeah.
And that shit blows my mind. Think about this, people, before we get into the Ain't He Good or Won't He Will. We don't even talk about Popeyes anymore unless it's in disgust. And niggas were killing people for a chicken sandwich. Every day, in the words of Christian, we move further and further away from God or whatever the fuck we were striving towards as men.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it doesn't take long, man, for people to really just, for society to just completely break down. If something even minor happened, yeah, it's going to be smoke in the city, as my co-host likes to say.
But we only got one story. From Ain't He Good or Won't He Will. I'm happy this should have been in White Terror too. The Noonan police arrested a dude dressed as the Grinch. That nigga was breaking into cars on Black Friday. And they actually took his mugshot with the costume on.
And the costume looks pretty fucking good, I gotta say. Like,
that looks like the same costume I have.
Yeah.
It does. And you niggas, let me tell you something, Jack. Leave people shit alone. We have just came closer to God because we no longer stabbing each other in the mall. With your
the mall closed, nigga. It's going to be online metaverse stabbing. Nigga finna get 30 years in jail for killing a nigga avatar.
Ain't he good though, won't he will, since Jermaine bring up the metaverse. We're going to
Hold on.
We appreciate God for giving us the metaverse because you said somebody bought some land in the digital world for $1.2 million.
No. I said 2.5 million.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. A cracker bought digital land and going to sell it to some old mindless goops.
Yeah. Like, there's going to be land in the metaverse?
Brandon, it is alternate reality. That's all I got. That's the biggest way I can make it simple to a nigga. Yes. Nigga, they gonna have malls. Nike, it is a Nike land that Nike just produced in the metaverse. It's called Nike Land. You can go in there and purchase shoes and stuff for your avatar, shirts, clothes, and they got them theme park.
Man, so now I gotta look fresh in real life and in the metaverse. If I roll,
yeah, I'm gonna get no play in the metaverse.
I'm gonna be running around wearing shacks. Yeah. I'm getting roasted to death. Yeah.
Hey man, I'm gonna put this on the podcast. We need to sit down and think real hard. Can we make our own Burlington in the our own Martian in the metaverse? We can sell all type of bullshit. This can help us make NFTs, nigga. What these are? Al Gordon's.
We had a knockout.
I was about to say, can we make a sweatshop in the middle verse?
We actually have a sprawl mark.
Yeah, nigga.
Can we start making knockoff products and selling them?
I mean, hell, this the flea market verse now, nigga. Yeah, what these here? Yeah, I like them new. I'm gonna say New Balance, nigga. They say New Allen's, nigga. Got an A on it, no B. I like your Adidas.
Oh, yeah. You can actually buy cryptocurrency that allows you to buy land in the decentralized zones or whatever. And while we're talking about decentralized zone, let's get on down to you don't fucked up your money. It's been a hell of a Thanksgiving, boy. I've actually goddamn hugged my bear seeing these people lose this money. Mostly rich people and some poor people. Let's get on now. We're going to hit these first three stores real quick. Dollar Tree is raising its prices to $125. Official breaking the buck for good.
Goddamn Travis.
Just goes to show you that the American dollar is fucking slipping, son. Yeah.
There you go. I just want to put it out here just like this. I don't shop at Dollar Tree. I assume if it's a dollar, it probably going to kill me.
I don't either, but there's some things you could get for a dollar. Q-tips, yeah. But I never think to go in any of those things.
Some shit in there worth a dollar. I mean, some shit in there is a good dollar.
I'm going to tell you the difference between a dollar Q-tip and $2.99 Q-tip. When you stick the $2.99 one in your ear, you know what happened?
That shit break off.
No, the wax is still on there at $3.99. You get that dollar Q-tip, nigga, all that shit still in your ear when you come out. And I'm like, why even waste the cotton?
Bro, I think I have shared this story before. And it is this is a process in life with my nigga. Spend your good hard on money on some good shit. I bought some Dollar Tree goddamn Q-tip thinking I was being cute and saving me some money. I put that shit in my ear and the cotton broke off in my ear. I said, what the hell am I doing here? I had to get some tweezers to get them motherfuckers out. And I went in the other ear and it broke off in the other ear. I said, nope. Nigga ain't gonna have me going deaf saving a buck. And it got a disclaimer. These shits are worthless, my nigga. Buy at your own risk. Moving on to the next man who's giving us money. Kevin Spacey is ordered to pay nearly $31 million to House of Cards Production Company. And this is one, we should have put this ain't any good, don't want it with, but nigga, you don't fucked up your money.
Yeah,
see what happened when you start touching people inappropriately and somebody actually got down, come and grab your knuckies?
That's white terror all day long.
Yeah, you definitely fucked your money up, man. Like, you're Kevin Spacey, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the thing that trips me out. And, like, I know it's more about power than, like, the sexual aspect of it. But you, Kevin Spacey, man, you could have sex with just about anybody you want if you just fucking ask. You know? Who's going to turn down having sex with Kevin Spacey? Not many.
According to his brother. Yeah, hey, look. Nigga touch. Oh, you a Johnson touching, huh?
But what I'm saying is, like, he could get really hot fucking gay dudes to have sex with Kevin Spacey. You know what I'm saying?
Kevin Spacey don't want you to know he's gay. He want to be secretly doing what he want to do.
But you could still be secret. You could still be secretly gay and do it. You know what I'm saying? But my whole point is
I would think so, too.
You know, like Harvey Weinstein. I'm sure he did. Dude, there are money-grubbing hoes born every minute. You know what I mean?
And the men who will do anything for the greenback.
Yeah, you ain't got to be in there fucking harassing them starlets. Yeah.
That's the power, nigga. You know what it is. He been going to get a nigga off a park bench. Yeah. Sit there, nigga. I'm going to put my hand in your pants. Excuse me? Who are you? I'm Kevin Spacey. Like I said, man, if you rubbing on my Johnson inappropriately and I didn't say, hey, man, go ahead and do that. You can have you a bad day, Jack.
Hey, Brad, hey, Jamar.
Kevin Spacey, huh? I didn't like that movie, Powder.
Did you miss it?
He wasn't in Powder, nigga. I've been like this thing. I don't know who you are, my man.
Hey, Brandon. Kevin Spacey started rubbing my leg. How you like that? I punch him in both his eyes. What he gonna say?
Brandon is not here.
I like the singer about the moon and the tuna and the springer.
Brandon walked away for a hot second.
He got Brandon walk away. Let's go on and get on down to the next story. Looking on down to Tiger. He is sued for $128,000 after refusing to pay the bill of his Ferrari and his Rolls Royce.
Uh-oh.
From a car leasing company. I'm going to tell y'all something. All rappers, they should not get any kind of leasing for anything. Understand this. You know how long it take me to make $128,000? Do you know how much it costs a rapper once he done lost all his money, how long it takes him to come up with $128,000 after paying the jewelry man, the car man, the house man.
Mixtape duplicator.
Goddamn, the rappers ain't nothing but renters.
Them niggas are bona fide, like Jamar said, bona fide renters. Nigga, what's wrong with y'all? They don't own nothing they buy.
So you don't fuck up your money, Tiger. Moving on.
What an asshole.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Oh, no, I just wanted to laugh at Tiger.
Yeah, like I say, man, when you becoming up a rapper, you ain't got to show nobody shit, man. Catch an Uber there. Catch a nice Uber. Nigga, it is what it is.
Get an Uber XL or whatever.
Your job is to keep your money for the rest of your life. Moving on to somebody who lost their turkey and their money. You don't fucked up your money. I had to put this story in there from Yahoo News. So a customer showed up to Boston Market who prepaid for his Thanksgiving meal, and he showed up and the doors was closed. Brother dude pre-ordered his whole Thanksgiving meal on Boston Market, and he was surprised when he arrived to the chain in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Location that he found out the place had closed down. The place was closed.
Yeah, the workers just didn't come in. They said, you want to know how fucking pissed I would have been? I'd have thrown a chair through their window.
Nigga, you finna go to jail for some Boston Market Thanksgiving, my nigga? Boston Market?
When I'm sitting there with no turkey, no dressing, no fucking potato salad, no mashed potatoes, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Look, go to the movies, nigga. That's your second option.
No.
I'm going to tell you something, Jack. Don't be pre-ordering shit. Unless you, especially not from Boston Market. You know they teetering on goddamn failure. And I hate to say it, bro. Boston Market won't be here in 10 years. And I'm going to tell my story because they won't be able to sue us. They'll be out of business.
You niggas trash.
I spent $65 in Boston Market. And I have never been so disgusted in my life. I said, all this shit tastes terrible. What happened to that beautiful commercial they used to have? None of this looks sexy or appealing to eat.
Man, I think I ate that place twice. This chick just told you, ooh, let's go to some Boston Market. I said, Boston Market? I went in there and said, what is this, a Hardee's? What kind of motherfucker talking about, yeah, this food here is delicious. I said, this shit taste like KFC.
Hey, bro, that shit turned. You know, Boston Market used to look like Ryan. That shit don't turn into a fast food outfit.
Pretty much.
How fast you want your turkey?
Yeah, nigga, we got to give us 2 minutes.
We got toasted. We got turkeys been roasted.
Hold on, Jamal. What? This is insane. There's only two black people on the show. Boston Market? You telling me Brandon and Dusty, y'all have never ate Boston Market?
I've eaten Boston Market, of course.
I don't hear y'all white folks' opinion, because me and Jamar are dogging it. Y'all niggas in the background just chilling. I love Boston Market.
I don't think I've ever eaten Boston Market, truth be told.
Every Boston Market I've seen has been closed down. Even the one I bought that $60 meal from, and I was like this, praise the Lord.
I'm just going to have to know whose ass I got to whip, the managers or some dumbass fucking employees.
Brandon, what song did you hear? What song did this man hear when he walked up to the door of the Boston Market on Thanksgiving?
I love your singer. I love the Luna and the Juna and the Springer.
And what he had to tell his wife when he got home?
Every single in there is a traitor. Every single one.
They're a traitor on Thanksgiving.
I would have blowed that bitch up like Blade.
Man, looky here. Now if the employees had been like, we ain't coming on Thanksgiving, and the manager just didn't take heed, thinking they were bullshitting, then the manager needs to get that ass whooped. If the fucking employees just did it on the sly and the manager had no idea, then somebody
a mutiny.
Yeah, then there's got to be a 19-pound turkey taken out of somebody's ass.
Why the hell is Boston Market open on Thanksgiving? Everything else is closed, and these niggas want to be open to sell one nasty-ass roasted chicken.
Dude, when I was fucking working for Ruby Tuesdays, they were open on Thanksgiving. I was like, who
are you? See what Ruby Tuesday said now, don't you? Teetering on failure.
I like the singer. Yeah. About the Mona.
I'm like, who are these mutants that are coming in? You know, and then that one year, me and Dusty were left out in the cold and had to go get fucking fast food for Thanksgiving. Then I've kind of appreciated them for being open. So, you know, I don't know. It was a gracious giving miracle.
Because a lot of bars, he said, no, we have Thanksgiving for the customer who don't have a lot of family, you know, who family don't passed away. That's what ain't that nice. A nigga come up here to drink a Natty Light and eat Thanksgiving dinner with his goddamn people.
Yeah, nigga, give me some of that cranberry sauce.
It's a beautiful thing.
Moving on to something that is not a beautiful thing. If you're a hardcore player, you know, I've seen Dusty in a leather coat. I've seen Jermaine in a leather coat. I even seen Brandon. That nigga had a leather coat on, boy, that would have killed 10 cows when they looked at it because that shit just was that fresh. This gonna
He's
be
a very dapper man.
Very dapper, but Dusty's the dapper Dan man, and so Brandon got to step his game up. So this gonna be from thehill.com. If you're in North Korea, bro, this man has banned leather coats after Kim started a new fashion trend. And I asked the question, which one of you hillbillies dying of malnutrition got enough money to buy you a goddamn leather coat to rock in North Korea?
They don't. That's why he banned them, because everybody was rocking faux leather and was fucking up his style. That's why he banned it.
Man, do you know a nigga living somewhere where a nigga can ban leather coats? Got to get up out of there. My whole generation of family got to get up out of there.
Yeah. Everybody was buying cheap knockoffs, and it was like, people are fucking up my style, so nobody can wear leather coats.
That's so, you know, they start importing fake leather. and then frustrated the North Korean leader. Nigga, it's leather. It's fake leather. Let them folks look like you and idolize you. That's what you want them to do, right? Hell nah, them niggas can't have no fashion sense like me. Run a tank over their houses.
And if you ever did see me in a leather coat, it was fake.
I ain't gonna validate that all my shit been legit. I ain't no white man. I get my shit from the nigga up the road. He treat me good. He treat me nice.
Yeah, well, I tell you, boy, that's what I mean. You're fucking up your money. So if you bought a real leather jacket, that nigga Kim Jong-un and his people ride down the street.
Well,
like, hold up, yeah. My man. He told you to wear that leather jacket. That shit, they're real. Well, take it off.
He just banned leather jackets for poor people. If you're like rich and shit in North Korea, then you can still wear them. But
bruh,
turn that shit inside out.
Oh hell no, nigga. Let me check this motherfucking shit. Nigga, this shit tearing up at the seams. Nigga, where you get this leather coat from? Jimmy down the street. We finna go blast this shit up. Bro, think about it. Who's the nigga that's up and import some fake leather jackets here? Yeah. The government ain't gonna do shit. Nigga, please.
Mm. It blows my mind. We should, and you know, I couldn't imagine living in a country where a nigga tell me I can't wear a leather joker, eat, wear a leather jacket or eat five times a week.
One thing
I gotta tell Bobby, praying for America. What are we doing? Liberate us.
Don't liberate them. They don't want to be liberated. Yeah.
Don't.
Moving on to somebody else who fucked up their money. There's something seriously going on with our children. Not necessarily mine, because, you know, I'll give him a good beating later on in life when he can take it. I ain't going to take my day out on him like Brandon said. But, you know, a foot, I always remember. You got a foot on the ground and a foot in his ass. So this is a young woman who was born with spinal bifida. Can anybody explain what spinal bifida is?
I think it's like a...
He lying.
I think it's like a spinal disease where, like, the bones in your spine are kind of, like, spongy and shit. Like, the hardening process did not take all the way, I think. Like, I glanced at this...
That's pretty much it. Yeah, but allegedly this young lady, she is suing her mom and the doctors for millions, saying she should have never been born.
No, I think she's just suing the doctor, isn't she? Because I think the mom might even be in on
she sues mom's doctor, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. It said mom, I read it wrong, but mom's doctor for million. But like I said, they got pictures of her ass and a horse. With a tube in the mouth, a goddamn horse hat, goddamn all kind of European fancy ass horse riding clothes. Let me tell you something, Jack. It's a nigga with spinal bifida that ain't got shit. And he definitely ain't got no goddamn horse.
Yeah. Yeah, this will be an interesting case because, you know, I mean, of course she won't win, but let's say that she did. Now, fucking, I mean, you know, doctors got to make a dicey call on telling people to fucking not have the kid. And what happens if you live in a state where they, you know, where you can't get an abortion and shit? I mean, whoo, yeah.
She may actually win because if a lady can win for hot coffee or somebody can win for a slip and fall when they put the oil down, or you can sue your parents for emancipation when you 16, which is the most ridiculous thing in the world. A nigga don't know jack shit. He gonna spend my money on a servant to tell him what I could tell him what to do.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, this will be wild. I mean, you know, well, they're kind of suing a doctor for what I guess would be classified as kind of malpractice-ish, because I don't know, like, there was some kind of thing where I don't know if he told the mom to take a bunch of, like, I don't know, amino acids or something that would have helped to make sure the bifidus didn't happen or something, because I don't know if it's like a deficiency during the pregnancy or whatever. So
he failed to advise her mother to take folic acid supplements
that's it.
Before getting pregnant, as she claimed resulting her. I'm like, dude, bro, a doctor is a nigga who barely know what he doing half the day, because every day you look at this 10 goddamn old doctors, you got to meet one to tell you one thing. There are no more well-rounded doctors out there. You got to take everything that nigga take you with a grain of salt. Especially if he ain't drunk or high.
You better question that nigga. Hey, look, do you mind if I get three opinions? Because I don't trust you, doc.
Yeah, you got to go to a specialist for everything now. Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to a nigga being just a good doctor? I got to go to 12 specialists to see something about my problem.
Like, nigga, I'm going to be on. They be on doctor. What that doctor MD? Oh, this house. Is what your symptoms look like.
Yeah, house.
House.
Yeah, WebMD. You're dying.
Yeah, WebMD.
House, WebMD, the sequel.
Man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I ain't got to never leave my house and know my information. I say, yeah. I hate them doctors be like, you must have read or something on WebMD. I'm saying, nigga, it's the same shit they told you. You tell it to me. Just saying.
It looks like you've been infected by the gout monster. He looks scary, huh?
Mm-hmm. I want Destiny to be the one to tell a nigga they got gout. You see his picture?
Yeah.
Does this resemble anything?
Why do you keep it in your favorites? Don't even worry about it. Yeah, nigga. Gout can pop up anywhere.
He's gnawing on the bottom on that lump on your foot.
Rich man's disease.
And that's the end of part one. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Come back Friday for the exciting conclusion of part two.